You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
With the trade deadline coming up very soon, the Texas Rangers are still trying to just simply put together a string of wins, a long string of wins. They kind of seem to be coming out of it a little bit, but they're still not quite there yet. So let's talk about that with T.R. Sullivan. I am Alice Footer. T.R., so first of all, Joey Gallo being recalled. Obviously, losing Prince Fielder and Senju Chu for a while is going to hurt them. So I guess they really needed to get some offense in there. Is that kind of where this whole thing was coming from?
Yeah, I mean, there's some conspiracy theories that they brought Joey Gallo up here to showcase him for trade, but I think, you know, they really could use another bat. You know, he replaces Jared Hoying, who's an outfielder who can do multiple things, but they weren't really using Jared Hoying other than a pinch runner. So I think they finally realized, hey, let's get Gallo up here and at least give Jeff Banister another option for his lineup. And you know, the guy hit a home run in his first game up here, you know, struck out a couple times. So, you know, we know what Joey Gallo is all about, but, you know, I think it's time. I think Joey Gallo is here to stay unless he completely falls on his face, which I don't see happening. I think it's Joey Gallo's time right now, just like it was Nomar, Mazar, and Jerks and Profar. I think all three of those guys are here to stay.
Right. So it's a matter of where Gallo fits in. And so position-wise, I saw Banister said it may be some first base, maybe some DH, maybe some outfield. So is he versatile enough to be able to sort of move around a little bit? I know he's young, but he's also big.
Yeah, he can play multiple positions, but I really don't think he needs to play multiple positions, Alex. And I think they just let him DH, let him hit. If he has to play the field, play first base. I think the best thing the Rangers could do, in my opinion, is just let Joey Gallo be their DH. If you got a tough left-hander, bring in Jerks and Profar, that's fine. But I think just let Gallo get up here, concentrate on the city, not worry about the position, and let him do some damage there. I think it'd be their best option. But, you know, I'm sure they might move him around a little bit.
Prince Fielder having this neck surgery, it's not a surprise when they made it official. I mean, that's what everybody was thinking. It would be season-ending surgery, which it is. There has to be a lot of concern on his part that this could be, you know, possibly career-ending, and I don't want to get ahead of anything because that's, like, really upsetting to think about that he would have to deal with that. But it's pretty alarming that in this, like, in the same area in his neck that something else needs to be surgically repaired, right? I mean, it seems like that might be kind of hard to come back from.
Well, yes. I mean, the thing that was that stood out, Allison, when John Daniels gave us the announcement was he said that when you have one of these kinds of surgery in your neck and you repair a herniated disc, well, it kind of weakens the other ones around it. So he had the surgery 2 years ago, and now apparently it did rupture whatever it does to the other disc, so that's another disc down. So now he's had two surgeries, two discs replaced. So what does that do for whatever else is around here? That's the thing that really stands out to me is that, you know, is he going to continue to have this problem over and over again? And, you know, only Prince can decide what he's going to do, but when you hear something like that, that just tells you that, yeah, the prognosis long-term is just not real optimistic.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate. He's only like 32 years old, and you hate to see that. But so a lot of the talk is based on the schedule, the Rangers' schedule. So they have had a brutal July, and that so many games have been on the road. And coming out of the break, they lost 2 of 3 in Chicago. They were swept in L.A. playing the Angels, and then they had a pretty good series in Kansas City against the Royals, but now they're home. And that they have a long stretch of home games, what, like 20 of 25 or something like that. So is there some optimism just surrounding that they get to sort of settle in and maybe make up some ground that they've lost?
They have an extremely favorable schedule to the end of the line. I mean, if you look at it, you know, they got a chance to really do some damage. I mean, they got some tough teams on there, but you know, they go to Tampa Bay, they go to Cincinnati, they go to Colorado. There's another team in there I can't think off the top of my head, but they've got a favorable schedule. Of course, they have all their division opponents too, so you got to play them. But this is a chance for them to really, really take off. I mean, when you play 29 out of 39 on the road, it's brutal. It's brutal for the players. It's brutal for the staff. It's really brutal for the riders. But who's complaining? But I think now that I think things are, I think they got a chance to really, you know, settle in, like you said.
Okay, and I've been trying to stay away from the same stuff that we talk about all the time, which is, of course, the rotation, but the trade deadline is on Monday. The Rangers have been in basically every, just when, like, when I'm watching MLB Network, when I'm ever watching, like, deadline coverage, the Rangers' name is constantly being brought up. Do you see them making a deal before that deadline on Monday?
Yes. I mean, whether you're watching the MLB Network or you're watching old Barney Miller reruns like somebody does, I think that it's definitely obvious that the Rangers need another starting pitcher. I mean, they tried Talos, they tried Nick Martinez, they tried Chichi Gonzalez. They're not getting into the fifth inning with any of them. I think at some point here, before the trade deadline hits, I think they'll they'll get a starting pitcher. If I had to guess, it'll either be Odorizzi from Tampa Bay or Andrew Cashman from San Diego. Those are my top two right now. No, there was a flurry of Chris Sale's news out of Chicago. You might have heard something about him tearing up a uniform.
Right.
But I think the big thing is the White Sox, really, if they get a trade Chris Sale, they want your farm system in return. And, you know, I don't see the Rangers doing that. So I think you might see something like Odorizzi or Jake Cash or Andrew Cashner.
Yeah, it's the whole Chris Sale thing is like it's not just your farm system, but they want some major league talent back too. And taking things away from other areas of your team to lower your chances of contention totally negates the idea of getting a Chris Sale.
Well, you're exactly right. What they're talking about right now, what everyone wants to talk about is Profar, Gallo, and Nomar Mazara, and the White Sox want to talk about all three plus, you know, whatever pitching you're going to throw in. So, I mean, you're talking about right now, as we talked about before, those are key members of your major league team. You're not talking about top prospects to be for 2-3 years from now. I think at some point the sell price will go down, not on Chris Sale, but on, you know, the Odorizzi and the Andrew Cashners of the world. I think right now teams are demanding a high price for these pitchers, but I think as it goes down to July 31st, I think you'll see, they'll settle for a second-tier prospect or two.
Yeah. Well, they have a lot riding on this season, so it'll be interesting. Okay, TR, thank you so much. Appreciate it. We'll catch up with you after the deadline.
Okay, Allison.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.